Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it is Tuesday, October the 25th, 2022. I hope you are well and enjoying your week so far. And we are experiencing an incredibly wet and foggy day here in the New York City area. And but that's okay. Got the sweater on, got the hot coffee, pulled out the wool socks, kind of getting geared up for what's coming. Yeah, winter is coming. That was a phrase I'm pretty sure far predated the entrance of Game of Thrones to our consciousness. Winter has been coming here every year for a long time. And I mean, I've only been through one winter here, and I'm already thinking about the next one going, oh boy. No wonder people fly down to Florida. I think I've already said this, so obviously it's on my mind. But that said, the changes are also good for us. The, you know, it's kind of like contracting and expanding, going narrow, going wide, doing different types of exercises. All of these things I think are important to gaining and sustaining and nurturing great perspective. And I ran across another quote. I've been reading about half a dozen different books, so they're all going kind of slowly, but I keep chipping away at them a few pages at a time. And The Earned Life continues to deliver incredible quotes and insights and references. I just think if you want to read a book by somebody who's really spent a long time thinking about what's important, Marshall Goldsmith's The Earned Life is just a, it's, for me anyway, it hit me right where I'm at. And in the book, and I don't know the page number because I didn't write it down, but I just type up different quotes that kind of hit me or different references. This one is striking me today, okay? Quote, curiosity is how we prepare to fire up our imagination and picture something new. And I thought about the nature of curiosity, the nature of inquiry. I'm curious. I'm interested in to learn more. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think of that, I think about, you know, oh, I should go to Tanzania, or I should read another book, or whatever, whatever. And all of that, of course, could be the way that curiosity plays itself out. I'm going to go to the museum and ask, I'm going to ask lots of follow-up questions when I talk to people and just be a curious person. It's certainly a wonderful trait to have. I think what's coming up for me right now is that curiosity is not purely about the external, that there is a role for curiosity with oneself in maintaining, in attaining and maintaining healthy perspective. So for example, I think it's an act of curiosity to choose to inquire within yourself, okay, what's really going on here? If I'm feeling a certain emotion, it could be happiness, it can be, you know, fear, it could be anxiety or whatever it is. But to instead of going into avoidance or, you know, distraction, to sit with that and say, okay, my body, my mind, my soul is telling me something. If I'm curious about what it's telling me, then there's some great opportunity there. And I know I've certainly been experiencing this, well, for many, many, for a long time, but particularly lately with a lot of extreme sort of emotional, some highs, quite a few lows. And I started saying, okay, what is it that is trying to come out through that emotion? There's something like that's locked away that is not presenting itself into my clear vision. And it keeps knocking on the door in more and more extreme ways. It's kind of like if you leave a medical condition, you know, unattended to, they tend to get worse until you deal with them, because it's like, hey, you know, pay attention to me. So I'm finding that to be true also for decision making about, you know, how many decisions do we have to make on a daily basis that can impact our lives forever? I mean, every day we have opportunities for so many decisions that will put us on a trajectory and change the course of our lives every single day. I mean, when I met my wife, my decision to talk to her that day in a cafe in Hawaii changed the course of both of our lives. Because had I not said anything to her, we wouldn't be together. And if she hadn't responded the way she did, we wouldn't be together. And then a whole bunch of other decisions that maybe we wouldn't be together now. So I think about that and in the context of trying to not just design, but live the life that's true to myself, I need to be paying attention to the signs, the signals, the messages that my spirit, almost my physiological presence and my soul, is trying to send to me. If I'm paying attention to them and I'm curious about what those are, the problem is that it's not always apparent immediately. I don't always go, oh, I'm feeling anxious, and I know exactly why. It takes a lot of work sometimes. There's sometimes some things that are almost like a facade that seem like they're the cause, and they're not really what the issue is. That's not really it. It's something else. And that can take time. And what I found to be really, really important is to, in that time that I'm taking, is to remain curious. Keep searching. Keep putting the call out, even if it takes weeks or months. Just go, what are you supposed to be telling me? I know there's a message here. I can't decipher it. It's like I need a decoder, you know, to figure this out. And eventually it will come in something. In the meantime, if we're exercising, if we're socializing, you know, reading, doing creative things, eventually it'll get knocked loose and it'll become apparent and it'll come out of hiding. And we'll see the true essence of what's really going on underneath it all. It takes a long time to get there sometimes. But then when you get there, there's such tremendous relief when you look at it and go, oh, that's it. It was always that. And I kind of knew it, but I couldn't see it, if that makes sense. Curiosity. So curiosity is how we prepare to fire up our imagination and picture something new. I can't get to something new if I can't even acknowledge what is. Because then I don't even know where I'm at. How do you go somewhere new if you don't know where you are? I think curiosity is a great word for today and every day. Stay curious no matter what. What is this elation? What is this feeling of despair, even if it's not true? True despair is the absence of hope. So, you know, if it's anxiety or fear, whatever it might be on the negative side or the positive side, why are you truly happy? Even that can be elusive. You may not know why you're feeling happy in a moment. Then you sit with that and get curious about it and find out the true nature of your happiness makes you look even better. Because it's rooted in someone else's happiness, like purely in someone else's happiness that's giving you joy. So there's a lot of benefits to curiosity. And I just ran across that and I thought, man, that is really what I need to hear right now and celebrate in myself, is sustained curiosity through all kinds of ups and downs and challenges. So I hope you can stay curious today. What do you learn about yourself today? Maybe that's a good question for Tuesday. I hope this has been helpful to you. If it has, share it with somebody else. Now, I am going to be taking an indefinite hiatus. I truly don't know how long it is. And I'm just not even going to think about it. But we're going to get through about another week. And then we'll take a pause and see where we're at. Take stock. But do share the podcast with friends, colleagues, family members that you care about. Follow me at Twitter at MattStoneCO, Instagram at MattStoneCO. The website for the podcast is MattStone.co. And I will catch you again tomorrow. Be well and stay curious. Bye-bye for now.